practice enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. Want to follow the show, Twitter and Instagram? You can do so, Joe and McKenzie. You can also give us a call, 833-563-2539. How was everyone's day yesterday? We'll kick it off with you, Liv the Web Girl. How was your day yesterday?
Mine was pretty good. So I told you guys in the show closing that I needed the Cleveland Browns to do some magic, do some work for me for my fantasy football team because I have Baker Mayfield and I have the Browns defense.
How did that work?
I am so upset. I'm sick to my stomach. I quit fantasy football. Baker got negative 2 points.
I knew it.
The Browns defense did nothing for me.
3 points.
It was a terrible game. I honestly, and not even to mind you, that I have them on my fantasy football team, which they suck. They stink. I'm over it. But I was so excited for Baker Mayfield and the Browns this year. I thought that they were really going to be able to do it this season, and they're
Browns.
Just not doing. I know. I see. See, my voice cracked because that's how upset I am.
It's killing
but yeah,
me.
So I just watch my fantasy football dreams just go straight down the toilet.
Oh no! Suck again.
Yes.
How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was good. It went by really fast. Oh yeah, I had a killer workout at F3, so it was really fun. And then I ran errands, and then I was like, "Am I going to do it? Should I not do it? I have so many things to do." And then I took a nap and fell asleep, and then I was kiboshed the rest of the night. I was like, "Ugh, zombie."
It happens. The best of
I did
us.
Take a bubble bath though. It was delightful.
Ew,
that was fun.
Bubbles are everywhere.
What did you guys? How about you? What
no
else?
Bubble bath for me. Pork Chef, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. As I told you also yesterday, I just needed to catch up on sleep. I think I slept like 3 hours Saturday night, and then like 1 hour Sunday night, and then so yesterday after the show, I slept for 7 hours, and then I had dinner with someone.
Oh, fun! Ooh. Where'd you go?
Well, if you're listening in Houston, you probably never heard of this place. It's called The District Tap. It's
cool.
Kind of like a bar and grill, right? Would you guys say?
Yeah. It's like, I would say it's like a bar.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it was just kind of,
cool.
I have a friend that works there, so I was just going to go see her and have dinner. And then she like invited a mutual friend. And
aww,
so I had you could say like a dinner slash date last night.
I caught up with so many good friends last night, actually, on the phone. Like I just talked to some, like people all over the country that I just haven't talked to. And it was weird. There's a weird energy in the air. Like all these people that I hadn't talked to forever were just reaching out. It felt good. So I did a lot of like reconnecting. It was fun.
That's weird. I reached out to you last night. I texted you.
You did?
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it was just about the show.
That was probably the weird energy.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
You did? Did I get it?
I said,
McKenzie,
have a great night, McKenzie.
80 text messages in red. It's probably there somewhere.
I'm sorry. So when I get it, I'll reply.
hold on. Is this somebody new or is this somebody else that you've dated? Because
you've been
very vague.
Yeah, is it someone you're interested in?
You keep on like, you get excited and you say, I went on a date, but you won't tell us if it's with somebody new or you're just like another person or the same person. Like you spent the night somewhere, you said, or tucked somebody in. Like you can't be so vague. You can't be so vague about it.
I want to know this. The person that you had dinner with, are you interested in them romantically?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is this the same person you tucked in the other night?
You have to say yes. It'd be awkward if you're like, no, that was somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes,
same
it was.
Person.
Did you pay for dinner? Like, was it a date?
No, we paid separately.
So it was just like, okay, you guys like had a meal together.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean,
that's
I said
cute.
That.
Yeah.
All right.
Did
cool.
you guys flirt? Did you guys hold hands?
I mean, no.
Was there a kiss?
No, a hug.
Okay. Cool. I'm just curious.
It was like a prom hug, though. Like, one was behind the other. It was really cute.
That's really weird because you have already tucked this person to sleep, but you didn't kiss, like, after their date?
Already kissed this person, too, so that's interesting.
And didn't you, literally find your hand somewhere?
I didn't even, to be honest, didn't even think about it. I was very happy. The dinner was great. Everything was good. And just, I don't know. I mean, we were outside, out front of the establishment.
Yeah. So that's awesome,
you
though.
You know, it was like a genuine hug. Like, I wanted a hug. Got a
I'm
hug.
Happy. You are, like, really into this. I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah, cool.
I'd love to see you happy. That makes me happy.
Thanks. For now, yeah. All right. No. I just hate when he gets his hopes up. That's
all. Well, we've only got a couple years with this guy, because this guy, you know, could be in his mid-20s. So once he gets 27,
he's going to tap out.
He's out of here.
Yeah, he's out.
Cut him off. You know, old man zone. All right. My day yesterday, I was a man. Like, I was the manliest man of all men. By that, I mean I did house and yard work.
Wow. It was beautiful. What a great day to do that.
Yeah. In Indiana, I'm not sure exactly how it is in H-Town, but in Indiana, in Indianapolis, the leaves are falling, at least in my backyard. So I came up with a new genius way, and I'm going to do this. It took me twice as long to cut my grass, but instead of raking up all the leaves and everything, I just started on the left side because my lawnmower blows everything out to the right. I go forward, back. Forward, back. I just push it down, pull it back, pushed everything over along my fence, and I could just rake it up. So I did that, cleared the driveway, got the doggos a little walk, did a little disc golf, and that was pretty much my manliest of manly days.
That's very
an
manly.
Active day.
Today in Houston, it's going to be 85 degrees, nice and sunny. And then here in Indy, it's going to be, we have a few more nice days before the real cool weather rolls in.
It's like 50 right now, though, in Indy.
Yeah, it's
Indy.
Like 50, but it's going to be it's going to be perfect, 72 and sunny. So.
Ooh, I love it. I'm going to take my shirt off and see what happens.
Woohoo!
All right, cool. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. We'll tell you about that. But the tea is coming up next with Mackenzie. What are you working on?
Ooh, yeah. Zach Brown getting real about why he got divorced and who Adam Levine is straight up obsessed with.
Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh, yes, we are spilling the tea, starting off with Zach Brown. He is opening up about his divorce after 12 years.
You know when you live in something long enough that it's not working anymore and that the differences that are there are greater and that it's healthier to not live in conflict than it is to try to stay. And no matter how many mistakes or whatever.
It's very true. It's like you just get to that point where you're like, okay, is this living? Is this working? Can we do this anymore? Are we happy and healthy?
I wonder if that's because of his job touring all the time, because I bet for the past 10, 12 years, the Zach Brown Band has been on the road. I remember like when they first started seeing him when I worked in Michigan. It's
right.
Like, that's tough for a musician.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have 5 beautiful kids, and he's like, my ex, Shelly, definitely was the one at the time, and he doesn't regret a thing. So, very cool. But I remember it was a huge shocker when they did announce their split. Just because they have so many kids and like country music and all the things. So
you can't
Brown
break up, man. Let's write a
so
song
cool.
about it.
You know, and they used to have these really cool eat and greets rather than meet and greets. And their chef, Randy, he would prepare the most delicious, healthy meals for you. You got to meet the band, although you weren't allowed to take pictures because they wanted you in the experience.
Oh, people tried, though. I remember that when I worked at Country Radio. It's like, you want Zach Brown to beat you up?
Ask for a photo, but it was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, Zach Brown is like serving me mashed potatoes. This is incredible.
Hey, Zach, your beard hair's in my taters.
He's the coolest. Well, Charlize Theron is in the upcoming movie Bombshell, in which she portrays Megyn Kelly. She was just talking about, hey, is Megyn cool with this?
Does she know about this?
Yeah, I know. She's fully aware of it. You know, it's interesting when you make a movie like this, you want to be respectful to your sources, and we did a lot of research. But I think as a team, we all kind of decided to just not get into the ins and outs of what all of those conversations were. But she's fully aware of the film. And
she will be suing you?
I hope not.
She's like, I hope not. That's going to hit theaters in December. And it's going to be so juicy. It's looking into the controversial media empire, Fox News. And Margot Robbie's also in that, along with Nicole Kidman. So some real heavy hitters in that one. Speaking of heavy hitters, Will Smith is commenting on how young Hollywood has totally changed.
When I was younger, as I was becoming a movie star back then, the idea was as little contact with people as possible. So you have mystery.
Yeah.
And then when your movie comes out, it makes them want to go see it. But now in this new digital era, it's completely the opposite. Nobody wants to go to your movie if they don't feel like they know you.
Isn't that true? I think that's really cool because Hollywood big stars used to be aloof and kind of secretive, and now they're very approachable.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a sign, like you said, a sign of the times. We want to see everything now, all the time. Give me all the details.
Exactly.
Now.
And we kind of think you're weird if you keep to yourself and are totally private.
You could be.
What?
You could be a little creepy if you're keeping things inside.
Exactly.
What are you hiding, Will Smith?
We want to know the real you. Speaking of Ellen, I mean, she's always sharing everything, and we're going to get to her in a little bit also coming up. But right now, she was talking to Adam Levine, and he says he is totally obsessed with his kids.
I'm obsessed with them. I mean, I know that's a good thing because they're my children, but like... that's why I don't do much, because I love hanging. Right. I mean, like, I genuinely just, like, adore them in a way that I never knew I could adore any little person.
Isn't that the cool, like, what a change for this rock star dad. He pops out two kids with his beautiful wife, Beattie Prince Lou, and now, look, he just wants to stay home and hang with the kids. That definitely happens to you. Like, Lulu, my little Lucy, favorite person hands down to hang out with. She's hilarious. I'd rather hang out inside with her than go out and do anything.
See, this scares me. Like, I want to have kids one day with my wife, Lindsay, but, like, what if I'm like, oh, I can't stand little Joey Jr. anymore? Like, you can't just not hang out with your kid, right?
You won't. You'll want to because they're hilarious.
I hope
just
you
wait.
And Adam Levine are right, Mackenzie.
Yes, 100%.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Listen, I don't know if anybody's been pricing out a wedding lately, but boy, they seem to get more and more expensive. As a matter of fact, a man in Texas went to the extreme. He's like, I guess this is the only way I'm going to pay for my wedding.
Uh-oh.
What did he do? Oh, we'll give you all the details next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, when you got married, did you stress out about the cost of your wedding, or was it just like, okay, we got this, not a big deal?
No, I think it's very stressful. Yeah, absolutely. I was lucky. I mean, my parents paid for it.
Yeah.
My dad and mom were amazing and paid for it, and it was lavish and ginormous and awesome.
That's a good thing, and some people have that. Then there's this guy in Texas who he was freaking out, and I think he kind of made a bad decision here. He was so stressed about the cost of his upcoming wedding, he hatched a plan to rob a bank.
Really?
The groom-to-be approached a teller at a Citizens State Bank. He told him he was armed and he demanded cash. He stated that he was getting married tomorrow and didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Aww. I kind of feel bad for the dude.
I do, too.
I mean, bad decision, but...
The sheriff posted pictures on Facebook of the robbery suspect taken from surveillance video in the hopes of catching him as quickly as possible. Well, nobody was more surprised about this guy robbing the bank than his own fiance, who saw him on TV.
No.
Yeah, she saw him on TV and she saw him on social media while she's getting ready for the big day. She immediately called him and said, listen, honey, you gotta turn yourself in. Well, he did, and he was taken into custody. Police said they recovered most of the money that he took. No word on whether the wedding is still going on or not. I assume it's postponed because he's going to be in jail,
Robbing
right?
a bank, never the answer.
It's like a federal crime.
I low-key think this is so romantic.
It is.
My boyfriend would never rob a bank for me, and like he is willing to go to the ends of the earth to do anything to get to marry his best friend and the love of his life, and that's just like the kind of love I'm looking for.
Okay, you're in the scenario of this guy right here, or girl. I mean, you could be the other way around there, and you've got maybe $30,000, just the cost of your wedding,
mm-hmm.
and that's how much money you
and
stole
honestly,
from the bank.
Honestly, that's in the low end
of
these
course,
days.
Of course, it is. I'm trying to be conservative, because boy, we're not all Bieber. Would you, Mackenzie, if your man did that, would you tattle on him? Would you say anything, or you just be quiet? Like, oh, I never saw that.
I'm kind of like with Liv on this. I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
yes.
And then I felt guilty because he's so obviously stressed and not in his right mind trying to make this dream wedding happen. I would never leave him. I'd be like, honey, let's maybe just go away, the two of us, or do something low key and like take the stress off.
So Mackenzie is team no snitch.
Oh, I'm not a snitch.
Okay.
No, I can't stand snitches. I'll just put that out
wow.
with the show.
Yeah.
I hate people that tell on people. I think that's like, you're done in my world.
Even
like,
if they commit a bad crime?
I'm talking about in this room. I don't think you guys are going to commit a bad crime.
Well,
I just don't know.
Don't I'm trying to get a house.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just
You're
kidding.
Contemplating robbing a bank?
No, I would never do that.
Back to the wedding scenario. You need two things for a great wedding. You need an open bar, however you can make that happen, and you need a big dance floor. That's all you need, and everyone will have a great time.
So guys that are potential suitors for Mackenzie, you might want to start planning your heist now. I feel like you're going to need to get a couple of banks. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. All right. A Canadian law firm, leave it to Canada to do this, has filed a lawsuit on behalf of two parents who said their kids have an addiction. Do you know what their kids are addicted to?
Smartphones, tablets.
Something like that. Fortnite.
I was going to guess Fortnite. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I'm glad Fortnite was on the tip of your tongue. The lawsuit claims the creator of Fortnite, which is Epic Games, knowingly put on the market a very, very addictive game, which has also been geared towards the youth. The parents claim the game creates a chemical addiction in players by releasing dopamine in a way that is similar to taking drugs like cocaine.
Well, I mean, it's smart by the creators, right?
Yeah, they're doing their job. The lawsuit said Epic Games should have warned parents about the risks they'll face playing games. Where was this guy Joe saying kids in their head in the tablet all day? Thank you.
But here's the thing. How did those kids get a hold of that game? The parents bought it for them.
Instagram, yeah, you better check your IG. They're going to be removing the following tab from their app. The feature allows users to keep track of photos and videos everyone in their follow list was liking or commenting on. Some users said the feature made them feel paranoid and self-conscious. Now, as an anxious person, I like it, but that doesn't mean they should have got rid of it.
I wonder, yeah, Liv and I were talking about this earlier. I'm bummed they're getting rid of this.
I love the feature. I feel like I'm able to snoop.
I think it's a mistake to get rid of it.
Absolutely love it. But I have had a friend have a breakup because of it. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's very interesting because you can... So basically, it is like when you look at likes, but you can find out who you're following, who they're liking, and what they're doing. Or you can, what's interesting for me, you can find out the last time they were active, like online, if you don't DM, which you can also do.
Some say, well, that'll help with creepy people, which, because there are people like, oh, well, they were active 10 minutes ago or 3 hours ago. But I just think because of a few people, you shouldn't take it away for all.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should leave it. I think it's a bad move. Why get rid of it?
I don't know. But to be fair, though, too, and it could just be me being real and nobody else does this, do you ever wait and see, like, oh, well, Liv didn't like the photo, I'm not going to like it either? Or Liv liked it, I better like it?
Yeah, but I feel like that's more like you can go to that person's, you can still go to that person's profile and, like, look at the people that liked their photo. The following is more just like a snooping, like, ooh, gosh, like, she's liking a lot of topless men.
I think when you get rid of, like, because they're talking about getting rid of everything, like, so only you see Mackenzie the likes, I think likes will go up because I don't know why people are like, well, I'm not going to like it, blah, 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 blah. I think people just more will organically like what they like and not like something because somebody else liked it.
I've seen a dude, I'm like, well, who's this? And the thing is, you go to his, he likes somebody. And then you're like, okay, whatever, one. But then if he's liked like 10 consecutive photos, you're like, all right, should I be concerned about this person?
No, there's nothing to fear.
And that's it's like totally. No, it's totally outing bozos. I kind of like it.
All right. Well, what do we call women? Hozos? What are the women that are doing it?
No.
A woman in California has gone viral, and I think she is getting shamed for the wrong reason after she ranted about Halloween candy on a neighborhood Facebook page. She said, quote, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community, and it has to stop.
Cheap candy?
We are in an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provision for Halloween. Listen, rich lady, I actually agree with you.
I actually agree with her, too.
I don't care if you live in poverty or if you're one of the 1%. The candy should be good. Or no candy at all. Turn your light off. We do not want to give our future generations bad candy.
No garbage candy, as my little girl says. Like, she will separate her pile of loot when she gets home from trick-or-treating, and she puts the good candy and then the garbage candy, and we throw away the garbage candy. Garbage candy being Smarties, Dum-Dums, Milk Duds.
Oh my gosh, Milk Duds is my favorite candy of all time.
Oh gosh, you're so excited.
I love Smarties. Also, why is this woman trying to, like, establish her status by the type of candy? Like, bye. No,
I think it's good that she's setting expectations of what her kids should and should not have.
Not all candies are created equal. Nobody wants a Dum Dum over like a king size Reese's peanut butter
the
cup.
Fact that Liv likes allergic. Milk Duds says a lot about her. Says a lot. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, well, this is good for us here at the radio station because that means that hopefully you're listening to the show longer, but it sucks to be you driving. The average American commute just hit a record high of 27 minutes one way. This is according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The average American's commute was 27 minutes one way last year. That's 2 minutes more than it was a decade ago. That adds up to an extra 20 minutes a week or 17 hours in a year. Almost a full extra day you driving around in your commute.
27 minutes seems like nothing, though, to me.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. When we've had to come back to a work event in the afternoon, I'm like, oh, my my God, what is this traffic?
Right?
I hate traffic. But I don't like getting up early, but I love not having traffic.
But just be thankful you don't live in LA or New York. If you've driven around Chicago, this is nothing. I used to, my commute was an hour and a half both ways every single day on light days. So like there's, if I'm
I would have road
rage
so hard on somebody, I'd be dead by now. Somebody would have shot me.
I listen to so many books. You just find times or like you, you know, don't, not with your fingers or your phone, but like on, you know, the right way, Bluetooth, talk, catch up with people. You find ways to use your time.
I would leverage all my money and get a Tesla so I could sleep and have it on autopilot.
There you go.
I'd be one of those people. And finally, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, the Rays, they beat the Astros 10-3 to force a game number game number four in the ALDS. It's going to be tonight, not going to be a day game. It'll be going on around 6:07 p.m., the first pitch. But if they win, they'll move on to the next round of the MLB playoffs. So let's go, Astros.
Go, Astros.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Hopefully, you guys have a friend. Does everybody have a friend?
Yeah, at least one friend.
Okay, well, if you don't, I guess it's okay. But today's theme, you know.
If you don't, I'll be your friend. I feel bad.
Wah, wah, wah. Today's theme is songs about your friends. So get a thinking, and we will present those next, and you'll get to vote here on Joe and Mackenzie. On that intro. I really just don't know what to say there. So much. It is Song of the Day, though.
S-O-D.
What? Excuse you?
S-O-T-D. Song
okay.
of the Day. Of the
yeah,
day.
I know, Liv. I was like, excuse me.
A
whoa.
Breeves over here. Catch up.
Trying. Jeez. Chillax.
Chillax.
All right. Here is the deal. You get to vote on what song you think is the best for the category that we have today. It is songs about your best friend. And we'll kick it off with Liv the Web Girl. What song are you going with today?
Okay, so I'm thinking about my best friends because I can't pick one because I have a lot. And we are all strong and independent women. And I just love them so much. And we lift each other up and we support each other through anything. So what better song to describe us than Run the World by Beyonce?
Girl, run the world. Girl, run the world.
Love about that song is the variety in lyrics. Really switches it up. All right. Not a bad choice there, Liv. For me, I'm going songs about your best friend. I'm not saying, well, actually, yeah, I think the statute of limitations is off in this one, so I will. My mom didn't know a lot about it because she was a single mom working all the time, but we had some parties in my basement, and we kind of changed up the song a little bit. And instead of friends in low places, we said friends in Joe's basement.
Oh, I love that.
Because we were drinking and having a good time. Some of the best memories of my life.
He doesn't
have
condone
to be,
that.
No, I don't. From when I was like 18 to 21 with my friends in school, it was, of course, us singing Garth Brooks. Yeah, we're going country this morning. Friends in low places.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues.
Now, if that song wins, you'll hear the full version and sing along to your heart's content. Next song, Producer Porkchop.
Well, there was this TV show back in the day, and the TV show was called Friends. So why not pick the theme song for that lovely TV show?
I'll be there for you.
Put the Rembrandts on the map.
I will be there for you if you need a friend. So
I love it.
Me.
Oh, my God. All right.
Hashtag Insta.
Insta. Okay, and to round things out, I have some really my best girlfriends in the entire world. I love them so much, and I love them because girls sometimes, especially women, it's just a fact, can be super competitive and tear each other down. It's really sad. My girls are amazing. We build each other up, and real queens adjust each other's crowns. If you believe that, vote for Carrie Hilson. It's Pretty Girl Rock.
Don't
don't think I've heard that song in a while.
That's a jam. I'm a girl's girl. I will always go up to a girl and be like, you look gorgeous. You look great. Like, we should definitely build each other up.
Let's recap the songs that are available today. The category songs about your best friend. Liv went with Run the World by Beyonce. I went with Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Porkchop went with I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts. It's also the Friends TV themed song. And Mackenzie, Pretty Girl Rock by Carrie Hilson. All you got to do now is grab your phone and get a text, and you get one vote. So make it count. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song to 52140. We'll play the winning song next on Radio Now. Song of the day. Your voting has now concluded, and now the calculation begins. If you're just joining us here on Joe and Mackenzie, let's go over the songs that were up today. For your consideration, songs about your best friend, Liv the Web Girl had Run the World by Beyonce.
Run the world, girls, girls. Run the world, girls.
Myself, Joe, I had Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Cause I got friends in low places.
I'm really feeling some country today. I hope that one pulled it out. Porkchop went with, you probably know it from the Friends TV theme, but it's I'll Be There For You. It's from the Rembrandts.
I'll be there for you.
And Mackenzie, giving all the girls some love. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Pretty Girl Rock by Carrie Hilson.
Oh,
son nope. of a, come on. We're trying to be professional.
Here we are. Yes, that's fine.
Dang it! I mean, yay! All right, so those are all your songs you could choose from today. Porkchop, results, please.
I am so happy that this person came in last place.
So it must be Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Because, I mean, it's a great song, but just the background, the beat, is just so annoying to me.
Oh, it's Joe or Liv. I know it's not me. Yay!
In last place, wow. How do you know?
Oh, hold on. It's got to be Liv's song.
Because my beat is not annoying.
Liv's song goes.
Dude, I love that song. I work out. I run to the. Okay, now that is annoying. But I run to this song every single day. It pumps me up.
In last place, with only a measly 19% of the vote. Liv the Web Girl.
Dang. No love for Bay out here.
Me.
Where's my beehive?
Oh, I have a headache now. Can you take over? Ooh, that does not feel good.
But who should not be making fun?
That was intense.
Of Liv the Web Girl.
I mean, I know I didn't win. I think Joe came in third, or me.
Oh, there's no way I didn't win today.
Oh, I love Joe's song.
There's no way my song didn't win today.
Who should not be making fun of Liv the Web Girl? Me, producer Porkchop. With a measly 20% of the vote.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that Mackenzie's song and my song did better than yours?
And Liv's, yes.
Wow. Like, well, I expected not to do
well,
so well.
I love
but...
Joe's song, but I also think that's depressing that his friends are alcohol. Because that's what the song is about.
Oh, my God.
And maybe a lot of people probably haven't heard my song, but my song's about, like, how I just I love, like, girl power.
You have Adderall. I can have alcohol, okay? Don't judge. Don't be judging.
In second place, with 26% of the vote.
I think it's me.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie.
Yeah!
Joe is the winner.
Joe is so sweet to me. I love it.
With 34% of the vote.
All right.
And you know what? Garth Brooks is the man, the sweetest man you'll ever meet, talk to. He and Trisha rock. So congratulations.
Thank you. Needed a win. It's been about 2 weeks. I forget what it's like. Here is your vote for best song about, I don't know, friends and stuff like that. It's Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Yes, that was a good choice, Joseph.
Okay.
Nice win. Nice Vic.
Thank you. Honestly, I'm surprised what wins some days. I just got to go with my heart.
That's great life advice.
Now, I don't know if he wants to talk about it or not, but I do like to put things on the show that I think are interesting. Porkchop.
Yeah.
Can I get your attention for a second?
Yeah. What you got?
Can we talk about, you got a text the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Would you mind talking about that? Because it's not like a text from Mackenzie or something. It's a text out of the blue?
Oh, yeah, definitely out of the blue. It was a text that I was not expecting.
Was it an unknown number, like you didn't have in your phone?
No, the number was saved. It's just a number that a name I haven't seen pop up in my phone in like 3 years.
Okay, so it wasn't an ex.
Nope.
Oh, well, maybe it was an ex.
No,
it was a girl.
Ew! Delete.
No, remember how like
delete.
Throws his phone in the toilet.
Remember how I went to New Jersey a month ago for a wedding, and I was supposed to see my sister there, and she ended up not going.
Yeah.
Well, the text was from my sister, who I have not talked to in over 3 years. Just as a little tiny recap, the reason I have not talked to my sister in 3 years is because when I came out like to my parents, like I don't think she wanted me to. So I did, and we haven't talked for 3 years, and she texted me out of the blue and said, "Happy birthday, Garrett. Hope you're doing okay." And I said, "Hey, thanks. Things are going okay. I produce a morning radio show in Indianapolis. We're on in Houston, too. We're number one in Indy. Chase, my ex and I split 3 months ago, and then I hope you had a good birthday, too." And she said, "Oh, wow, good luck." And then I said, "Thank you," with a heart.
So, nice beginning. Mm-hmm. That was extending the olive branch, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now, like, well, then what's the next move?
I just think that was nice.
I think you send her one of those shirtless pics. You're like, oops,
no,
my bad.
Don't do that. No, I think that was a nice move. I mean, that was just extending that, and then that's the first step.
I will say this. A year ago for her, because our birthdays are 1 week and 3 years apart. So I texted her last year on her birthday, September 24th, and I said, "Hey, happy birthday."
Did she write back?
No.
Okay.
Unless, I mean, she did just a year later.
Yeah.
Just now, you know.
My bad, just saw this.
Yeah.
But, so I did reach out a year ago, and then she just, you know, reached out. And I'm cool with it. Like, the grudge on my end was dropped, like, instantly. I can't hold a grudge for, like, more than a day.
Which is great, because that's just poison in your body. Let me ask you something. Do you miss her in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah.
Did she have any kids?
No. She's 3 years older than me. She's had a boyfriend for quite a while now. I don't know how many years. But yeah, they have no kids.
So, I mean, it does suck not to know her, but it's not like you're missing little nieces and nephews.
No.
No, I'm saying, like, that's tough, though, too, because that's part of your family that you'd like to see.
I can't wait to either A, have kids, or B, have nieces or nephews.
Yeah. I've changed my mind on this. Like, this is very interesting, because I used to be like, never go to bed mad. You know, I always mend fences. But now I realize that some people in your life, you can love from afar, and they're not necessarily at sometimes the most healthy for you to be around. So, like, I think with your sister, I think that she extended that olive branch. I think that's awesome. And if you don't, you can still love each other from afar and be each other's biggest supporter. I've just learned this year to put up boundaries. And when people treat you poorly, sometimes you got to just take a step back and just love people from afar. And that's okay. Like, I used to be like, let's hammer it out till we get this done. And now I'm not so much like that anymore.
What do you want to do? Like, do you have anything? Or, I mean, just, I'm wondering, like, if it was maybe out of sight, out of mind, like, you didn't even think about it. Not that you wouldn't have wanted to have a relationship, but, like, if I was in your shoes, I think this would really, like, mess me up. I'm like, oh, God, maybe I should talk to my sister. But if not, I'd be like, okay, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it.
Time is a great healer, too. Time.
You guys know me. I'm just so carefree. I just, you know, it's like, okay. I don't know.
But, I mean, now, though, that she texted you back, she engaged when there's been radio silence.
Oh.
Does it spark anything? Or are you just like, well, it is what it is? Or are you like, okay, maybe, as Mackenzie said, we might be able to mend this.
Yeah, no, I say it sparks something. And then I guess the next time I have something I want to say to her, I'll say it, you know? Like, before in the past, if I've had something like, you know, let's say a memory popped in my head, and like, oh, I got a sister and tell her about this, obviously, before I wouldn't. But now, yeah, like, I don't have a reason, or I don't know.
Do you think you'll see her, like, at Thanksgiving or Christmas this year? Has that ever happened?
And
or
have
no?
you forgiven her for being, like, in essence, non-supportive of you living your lifestyle?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great.
And I don't know. I might see her at a holiday. Probably not. I don't even know if I'll go to New Jersey for a holiday. I might stay here.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a hard call. Is there anyone in your life that you're not talking to right now?
I've struggled a lot. Not like I've banished them, but I don't really talk to and I feel bad about it. I don't talk to my mom or grandma so much, though. But that's because of personal choices that they make.
Yeah.
But I struggle with that because my dad passed away when I was 21, and my mom's got a heart condition. My grandma's got COPD. Like, I don't see my mom and grandma being around more than a couple more years themselves. And it's just, it's tough because I only have like three people I feel like are family, and I feel like two of them are on the decline.
Yeah.
But all the crap that they're doing right now in their life, I can't help them from themselves.
Yeah.
So it is tough because I don't condone. It's not like I don't approve what they're doing, but they're just screwing themselves over.
Yeah, so and it's like, kind of like that approach. You love them from afar.
Yeah, so it's a tough one. I kind of see where Porkchop's coming on that one, and it kind of makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
What about you? Since we're all crying, go ahead.
No, I know. No, it's been really hard. This has been a really interesting year for me. I've grown. It's been one of the hardest years, to be honest, of my entire life. And you really, I've learned a lot. So there are a few people, and it hurts my heart that I'm not talking to, or that really have let me down and hurt me. I think time's a good healer. So I've just decided to kind of pull back, do my own thing, love them from afar. And then when we're ready to heal and get together again, we will. But I don't think you can force things like that. I feel like if they're still hurt and it's still raw, you just have to kind of wait it out.
No, I'm no expert in relationships, but I think it might be the best thing to call them out right now and say exactly how you feel. Would you like to do that?
You know what? I think actually it's very therapeutic if you write them a letter. If anyone out there is kind of in the same situation, I've done this. You can write them a letter. You don't have to send it, but just get everything out so you're not holding all of it in. And then you can send it if you want or not.
I did that one time with every single member of my family when I was really mad. And then my mom found them when she was cleaning my room.
But hey, you said what you had to say.
It was not pretty. I'm pretty sure I got grounded.
I was going to say, I think Liv's still grounded from that.
But hey, try that if you want to. All right, let's spill some tea coming up, shall we? Who Ellen was sitting next to that everyone is upset about. And in the ring, who would win? John Cena or The Rock? You decide.
Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it, shall we? We are spilling the tea, starting off with one of my faves, Adam Sandler. He has two beautiful daughters. They're so cute because their face, they look just like him. Picture Adam Sandler's face on two little girls.
I kind of feel bad for the girls. It's no, not a good look.
They're darling. They have his talent, too. So he was performing at a fundraiser in Malibu and called the girls up on stage to perform their favorite song, Taylor Swift's Lover. And here's a listen.
This is our place. We make the rules.
They sound actually pretty good.
Don't they? I love it. Moving on to Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres is responding to criticism. Okay, so over the weekend, she sat next to George W. Bush during the Dallas Cowboys game, and people were all up in arms calling her out. Here's what she has to say.
People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? But a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. I'm friends with George Bush, and I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Round of applause, Ellen.
You go, girl. That just makes us all different and amazing. I hate when people try to tell people who they should associate with or be friends with.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about Porkchop. But other than that.
John Cena setting the record straight. Okay, if John Cena took on The Rock, if they wrestled, who would be the victor? Who do you guys think?
Oh, that's an easy one. The Rock would smack him down.
You think? Well, actually, John Cena agrees with you.
That's a tough call, but he's got a lot of mojo going for him right now. So momentum is everything. I'd actually concede. I would give it to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, certainly so. All right, well, Kim and Kanye, if they wrestled, I give it to Kim because she's got that booty. She is going to be on the upcoming E! True Hollywood Story, which they are bringing back. I'm really pumped for that. And she reveals how her relationship with Kanye got started and how people really tried to stop it.
I mean, everyone would tell him, you can't be with her. She's a reality star. She's going to sink your career. And he was just like, but I love her. I don't care.
Anytime I was around her, I saw her. It was a magnetic attraction to this force of energy.
I love that. Kanye's romantic. I'm into it. Maybe I'm just in a romantic kind of mood.
You are.
But I love it.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad. And I love E! True Hollywood Stories.
I know.
So you're saying it's been a while since they've done those,
right? They're revamping it, got a major facelift, and it's coming back to E! And of course, Kim K, perfect person to do the first one on. So look out for that. Real quick, Lamar Odom, speaking of the Kardashians, he is Khloe's ex. He got sent home over on Dancing with the Stars. And big news, Nick Joyness is joining The Voice as a season 18 coach.
Liv, how do you feel about that?
I am so excited. It's like a set time that I get to watch him every single week. The more Jonas Brothers content, the better.
There you go.
Mackenzie with the tea.
Happy
here
to deliver that great news.
Yeah, I know. Say it again, please.
Woohoo!
On Joe and Mackenzie. All right, if I heard this right, Liv, a girl is upset that a guy she went on a date with was wearing a shirt that he got from a former fling. Is this right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Liv's going to explain the whole thing here because there's some upset people here. I don't think there should be anybody upset about what went down. Well, Mackenzie, you're not going to say anything now? What do you think?
I want to hear the whole story first.
I thought you knew. Okay. You'll find out along with Mackenzie coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe Mackenzie, the number is 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl had an interesting story about a girl that was upset, which to me sounds like the dumbest reason ever. What's going on, Liv?
So she was upset after her first date. So both of these people I am friends with. And so my guy friend contacted me and he was like, you know, I went on a first date with the girl and I really liked her, but she's so upset and I just don't know if this is a valid reason or not. So he showed up to the date and he was wearing this tie-dye shirt that had a kitten's face on it. So a very recognizable shirt. And
I was like right off the bat, red flag.
But he wore
kitten or tie-dye.
But, and they were going to like this art fair. So he shows up in this t-shirt.
Okay, I guess art fair appropriate.
Yes, it was appropriate for the mood. And so he showed up in it and the girl that he was on a date with noticed that the shirt was not his. And she's like, where did you get that shirt? Like, I know the girl who owns that shirt. There's not multiples of these shirts. Like, how did you get it?
The drama
ensues.
And
it was because he had had a one-night stand with that girl. And leaving the one-night stand, that's the shirt that he wore home.
Yikes.
So the girl he was on a first date with was really upset and was like, how are you going to take me out on a first date when you're wearing another girl's shirt from a one-night stand you had that we both know and we're both friends with?
Was this like back-to-back days, like a Friday into a Saturday, or just like time had passed?
No, time had passed. I mean, it had been months.
Okay, so then she's psycho.
The actual girl's shirt or the shirt that she had given to the guy? I'm just curious.
No, it was like her shirt, and he wore it home from her house the next morning.
Was this guy a size small?
it was like an oversized shirt.
Okay. This whole story has more plot twists. I don't think any of them should be dating anybody.
So, she's just so upset because she's like, I can't believe you would wear that. Like, that just like is disrespectful to me. That's like kind of gross to me that you would wear another girl's shirt from a one-night stand while you're taking me out on a first date. And he's like, you know, the past is the past.
A dude is very much, I like the shirt. Who cares?
Exactly. He's like, well, it doesn't matter where it came from. And she's just like, no, that is kind of like weird and grimy and disrespectful.
As long as it was washed, I think personally she's being irrational. 833-563-2539. And I would say the same thing if a guy, if the rules were reversed and the girl was wearing a shirt that a dude had from a one-night stand.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would. It's a shirt.
I would,
Liv,
honestly.
No, because you look into stuff way too much. It's just a shirt.
Take out the one-night stand aspect t-shirt of this. Would you be weirded out if Lindsay, your wife, per se, wore like a necklace that another man had given to her?
Oh,
but
my
just
gosh.
Because she just simply loved the necklace.
This is just like the teddy bear, Joe, that
this
you have such an issue with.
What's the teddy bear for those listening who don't remember?
Even close.
What is it?
And go
briefly,
ahead.
Briefly.
Okay,
what is
briefly,
it?
The teddy bear is a teddy bear that she got from her ex that she still keeps till this day.
And it bugs Joe?
It bothers Joe. It's the same thing.
So if Lindsay wore a necklace...
I don't think Lindsay should have a teddy bear in bed from me or anybody, because she's an adult woman. That's what bothers me.
But if she wore a necklace simply because she liked the necklace, but it was from an ex, and it ended well. I mean, they're like friends. It wasn't weird. Would that bother you?
If it did bother me, I think we'd talk about that when we got married. But just a casual date, which this whole conversation is about, you guys are taking to the next level.
No, but it just goes to show.
Absolutely not.
If
it's not
someone
that big of a
wears
deal.
Something from a previous relationship or has a keepsake, should it matter? Does it bug you?
That would bother the hell out of me.
You got to turn your microphone on.
Porkchop says he would be bugged out.
That would bother the hell out of me.
Well, that's because you're insecure then, too. This is an insecurity issue. Am I wrong? 833-563-2539.
It's so easy to label someone as insecure.
Why do you care, Mackenzie, then?
It's not insecure.
Because it's not insecure. I feel like it's disrespectful. If someone's like, that bothers me, you should respect the person you're currently in a relationship and say, okay, I realize this bothers you. You can say, oh, you're looking at naked women on the computer. Oh, you're just insecure. You can fire that at people all the time. I just think that's
such a lame
excuse.
So you have to then in a relationship change everything about yourself if the person doesn't like it.
No, but if Lindsay came to you and was like, you know what, Joe, it bothers me. It makes me feel I don't like it when you do this because it doesn't make me feel good. Then if it's no big to you, you should be like, okay, well, I won't wear that. I have a million shirts.
We're going
like,
way down
that?
A path, and maybe that's true as a relationship progresses, but hold on. Original thing.
Right.
First date t-shirt from another girl. Not this long, long drawn out. This is how you make me feel. And that's why I'm saying this is such a blown out of proportion thing by this girl.
I think there is a red flag here somewhere. Either it's a red flag that the guy wore this shirt from a past fling.
I honestly think a dude is like, I just like the shirt.
Or it's a red flag that this girl is getting so upset about it when it's just a first date. I just want to know who is the red flag on.
It's on the woman. It's got to be, right?
I want to, like, when you start dating, it should be fresh and new. No remnants of the past.
All right. Well, guys, make sure you're listening about that when it comes to those shirts.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Liv the Web Girl's got a buddy in. Is this a red flag or what? Explain to everybody what happened on this date he did.
Okay, so he shows up to a first date with the girl, and the girl recognizes the shirt from a mutual friend that they both know. And he's like, yeah, no, I got it from when I had a one-night stand with her. I wore it home the next morning.
At least he was, like, legit, just honest.
Right, and she was like, how dare you wear that to our first date? So, yeah, but on Facebook, Lindsay Williams, I think, has the best comment. She said, I think they need to stop hooking up in their friend circle and broaden their horizons. Girlfriend, I've been telling them this for years. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Crisis averted, yeah.
So this really opens up the question, does it matter if you keep something, if you wear something, maybe even a piece of furniture from a past relationship, if it bugs your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, significant other?
Laurel, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Good, how you doing?
I am just so upset about this little argument here.
Well, what do you think?
I think he is setting the tone for the entire future of this relationship, and that the red flag is completely on him. What is he looking for? Another one-night stand, or is he looking for something serious?
It's a t-shirt. You're talking about a t-shirt.
I know, but this is a very first date. This is a very significant moment. This is the beginning of something important, or should be the beginning of something important. And here he is just traipsing in with this kitten t-shirt. Are you kidding me?
All right, I think you guys are hung up on the tie-dyeing kitten.
I am hung up
let's
on this
not be tie-dye.
Kitten t-shirt.
Okay, tie-dye is in now.
No, I'm not hating.
Let's not be hung up
is
on the tie-dye.
Is this guy, like, really sexy, super hot? Because only someone extremely, really, really good-looking, as Zoolander would say, could pull this off.
He is hot, but the tie-dye's, like, back in. So that's not the point.
Liv, that's the biggest point Liv's fighting today. Nothing else. Like, listen, tie-dyeing cats are cool. Rainey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. What you want to say?
Well, I want to say that I think it's kind of childish to be worried about where someone's getting a shirt from on the first date, but he's an idiot to tell her the details he did about the damn shirt. So, I mean, you know, for me, that would be the first and last date, but for her to be that concerned about it, I think she needs to check herself a little bit on that one, because that's also irrelevant.
Maybe they're perfect for each other then. They're both full of
Maybe
drama.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are.
We'll see them on Cops in
Good point.
Coming episode. Thank you, Rainey, for calling in this morning. We'll go to Tina. Hey, Tina, what do you think?
Well, I think the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Like, why is this girl going on a date with a guy that she knows had a one-night stand with her friend?
Yeah, that's a good point.
She didn't know, and it's like it's not like her bestie, her best friend. It's just like a girl that they both know.
Well, look, when I went to college, you know who the people are that are hooking up with people. So it's absolutely ridiculous for this girl to pick a dude if she had any other expectations than that.
What if he was really good and that's why she wanted to give it a try?
Well, then she shouldn't care about the damn shirt.
Yeah, then she shouldn't care about T-shirt. You're right.
Tina's been two-timed. No, hey, thank you, Tina, for calling in. We'll wrap it up with Veronica. There, Veronica Vaughn. Hey, Veronica, what do you want to say?
Hi. I would just like to go back to the first lady, how she is absolutely correct that it is a first date, but they don't know each other romantically enough to really get upset about something so small. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Veronica, hey, we appreciate your opinion. Thank you for calling us. Hey, we got this on Facebook. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. And if you're in Houston, just search for Radio Now Houston. Let us know what you think here. Red flags, just overreaction? We'll find out from you. All right, last week, Mackenzie had to get a new phone.
Yes, my phone number was given away.
Because you lost Dare Dice.
Interesting. I've lost Dare Dice twice in a row. Did I lose twice? No, I got to shove cake in your face. So I lost, you lost, and then I lost the time before. So I feel like it's Chops or Liv's turn to go down just because.
Yeah, Liv was gone last week.
We've been getting the punishments.
I haven't lost in a while.
Well, fingers crossed. Liv and Pork Chop will be next on Instagram Live. We are live right now on Instagram. It is Joe and Mackenzie. If you don't already, give us a follow. We are doing the box of shame. The person that rolls the lowest number, Mackenzie.
that was me last week.
Has to face the box of shame. And man, last week was not good.
Oh, I'm well aware of what. Yeah, my punishment, I didn't think they'd actually do it. They gave away my cell phone number. Thank you, by the way. I actually got the sweetest text messages and voicemails. So thank you to everybody that gave me sweet ones. I got some crazy ones too, but I had to go and change my number. So that All was right. really fun.
Now, you know, that could have been Liv the Web Girl last week if she would have been here, but she was on vacation.
Right. She was soaking it up on the beach.
You guys think just because she was gone last week, she should just face the box of shame?
No. We didn't do that when Pork Chop was gone.
But that's because he's had it like 12 times in a row.
But I've had it like literally one less time than Pork Chop.
Pork Chop, would you like Liv to have the box of shame and you don't have to worry about it? Just have her do it?
Sounds good to me.
I'm just praying that it's not me again because this would be my third time.
All right. Well, I've had a couple of losses too. I can't act like I'm perfect anymore. I am human, I guess we discovered. So who is going to roll the dice?
I'll go first.
Oh, okay,
Liv beat me.
Hold on. Why are you so anxious?
Because I just want to get it. You like to go first. Do you want to go first?
No, Liv's going last today.
Why? This is so unfair. I'm sorry. This is not a dictatorship.
No. But calm down. But that doesn't mean you get to decide either. You're going to go last today. Mackenzie, go ahead.
You can go. I do not care.
No, I think it'd be more dramatic to see since Liv's so afraid.
Fine.
I kind of want to see what happens at the end.
Naked and afraid. That's one of the challenges. That's one of the.
I'm not getting naked.
That's one of the dares.
Take that out of the box,
That's
please.
That's one of the box of shame. Actually, Pork Chop added some doozies up in there, so
we're He's like, say the alphabet backwards.
No. Some crazy stuff in there. Okay, here we go.
Mackenzie rolled a...
Four.
A four.
I will take it. Not a one.
Ooh, that's honestly really good. I don't know if anybody else could roll fives and sixes.
I mean, I'd rather have a six, but I'll take a four because I've gotten a one the last two times.
All right, well, good news for you. Maybe you get a break. Pork Chop, it's been a while.
I know. I hope I don't lose. Let's see. Keep the streak going.
Two! He rolled a two, Areno!
So many emotions! Because I'm happy it's not me, but I'm sad because I don't want Chops to have to do it.
Liv the Web Girl.
I'm feeling better.
Feeling better now?
I'm so scared, though. No, I'm clenching my butt right now. I'm so nervous.
Yeah, okay. Hands in the air. Hand check.
Whoa.
All right, here we go.
What is happening?
I'm feeling good about this one. Give me a number better than two. Five! Yes!
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
So, Chops, do you want to do it or do you want Liv to do it?
Hold on.
Are you hoping that Liv rolls lower than you? I'm actually hoping liberals
he's
do.
He's pretending he doesn't hear you right now. He's like, oh, I'm working on something for the show.
I've never witnessed a roll-off, which would be amazing, so that would be fun.
It's only happened once.
A roll-off?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Here she goes.
One, two.
All okay. Right, Liv, how you feeling?
I am so scared. Literally, I am so anxious right now. Oh my gosh, come on, sweet baby Jesus.
All you have to beat is a two, really.
Come on, help me out.
That's all you have to
beat. Anything but a one.
Come on.
Anything but a one.
Yeah! Oh,
she got
a six!
She got fucking like four pork chops face.
Aren't you so happy you went last?
I feel so bad for Chops, though.
Oh, I get so much joy when poor Chops has to face the box of shame.
I don't. Aww.
Liv, how you feeling?
Wait, poor Chop. Do you think that, you know, we have a new intern, she's never done it, do you think that she should take your spot for the box of shame and have to do your punishment? I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
I think we should have her put some new things in the box of shame. Like, $100
Chloe
to the poorest
person. Chloe is nodding yes behind this camera.
Hold on, Chloe, I just want to see if for fun this does not count. I want you, hold the camera, pork chop. I want you to roll the dice and see what intern Chloe would roll.
We're not going to make her do it.
I just want to see if she can beat a two. Chloe has rolled a three!
Even our intern has beat you, poor
Chops.
I feel bad for Chops, though. But, okay.
All right. This time tomorrow, we will find out what your punishment is when we reach into the box of shame.
And I will say, when I had to do the breakfast breakup and break up with him and splash water in his face, he helped me out. So if he needs an assist, if you roll something like that, I'm happy to do it, Chops.
Oh, what if you
guys... Because I owe you back.
What if we had you guys do a public makeout?
Makeout.
That's like
that's
an HR.
Weird. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's like actually, making out with your brother. Ew. It's weird.
Nobody's done that before?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for making it super awkward up in here.
That's this time tomorrow here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe and Mackenzie, hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Don't forget, coming up in like, oh gosh, like 7-8 minutes, we're going to be hooking you up with Toy Story 4.
Yes.
So excited it comes out today on Blu-ray, but you could actually win it here on the show. Make sure you got our number, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, you're not going to be alone on this one because I will share a little bit of my secret, but you have something that you've, I would say, tried to make last way longer than it should have.
Yeah, so the reason I realized this is because I've lived here and been on the show now. This month will be 1 year.
Which is crazy.
And the other day, I was in my bathroom shaving, and I looked at my razor, and I thought, I bought this razor when I lived in Michigan. So that means I've had it for
almost a whole year.
And it's like a disposable razor.
And I'm kind of bad at that, too. I realize, like, when I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened about 3 months ago. And in actuality, it's like 7 or 8 months ago.
I know, right? And that got me thinking, there's got to be a ton of other things. Like, I have the iPhone 6S. I bought it the day it came out, like, September, like, 2015. I guess that's, like,
you're
way overdue.
You're due for an upgrade. That's going to be exciting. I have disposable contacts, and you're supposed to wear them, like, every 2 weeks. But I'll tell you what, I stretch as long as I can.
You're going to go blind.
Well, not that long. I only go for, like, 3 weeks. Like an extra week. I'm not talking like a month or anything like that.
Be careful.
But I mean, a box of contacts is what, like $100? So it's okay, if I can make them last a little longer, I do. Especially women do this all the time with like our beauty creams, like our eye creams. Not cheap. I will try to make them last as long as possible because when your stuff runs out, it all runs out at once. Girls know what I'm talking about. Makeup, lotion, all the things. And you're like, so expensive.
833-563-2539. What is something that you tried to make last way longer than you should have?
And if you want to be anonymous, that's okay, because I'm sure there's some crazy things. Like I had someone, I asked someone last night.
He's doing a friend of a friend, which is really him.
I am doing a friend of a friend, but it's not really me. They've had the same toothbrush for 3 years.
I'm gonna be sick.
No, disgusting. Oh, you change that thing every like 3 months.
Dentists recommend you change your head of your toothbrush every 3 months.
I get a new one every 6 months.
Or just
months.
If you have a a regular toothbrush.
That is absolutely disgusting. Now tell me about this. I know it's not as healthy as far as being effective of doing its job, but maybe it's just a single guy thing I used to do. My wife doesn't let me as much anymore. Where you have the pump soap, you know, like where it's kind of like it turns into a foam from a liquid.
Yeah.
But you know how it gets low and you're like, and nothing comes out?
Yeah.
You might put a little water in there, a little hot water.
Oh.
Well, Liv's judging me. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about, Mackenzie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I think
and you shake
okay.
it up? Do you do that?
For like the first couple of times, yes, okay. But I just want to hear how long you have been doing it for. Because I feel like it's probably been longer than like a week or
Weeks? I mean, there's still soap coming out. It's just less sudsy.
It's like when your mouthwash is out and you have to go to like Walgreens and get more mouthwash. Maybe you swish a little water in there to get you through the day. But you don't do that for like weeks.
Let's go to Rebecca this morning. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What is something that you stretched out a little longer than you probably should have?
Mine is my makeup. I will literally put some water in my mascara before I go buy more.
Doesn't that make it runny? I don't know anything about
mascara.
Yeah, does
that work?
It works for me. You just put hot water in it. I mean, not a lot, like two drips.
Itty bitty.
It makes it work longer. It is a little thinner, but.
Hey, if it gets you through, it gets you through.
I have friends that use eye contact solution in their mascara, and apparently the saline with the like mascara is a perfect mixture.
Interesting. Ooh, some little life hacks here. Thanks, girl.
Hey,
I'm telling
you,
isn't it true though, when like your stuff runs out, I feel like everything runs out all at once. And you know when you go to Sephora, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you go to Ulta all the time, so try to make it last.
I would just say with things like makeup, that's understandable, not too grody. But when it comes to like a grooming thing, like that razor's got to be dull by now. I feel like with me and my hand soap, it's not really cleaning. You're just putting water on your hands. You need that soap and that antibacterial to really clean it.
Why don't you just buy a big thing of soap to like refill your little pumps?
Do they make those?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. My wife.
They're called like refills.
I don't know. My wife gets them now at Bed Bath & Beyond. So it's like they're the little mini ones. And they're like the scented kind. I don't
know.
You could
go to like Costco or Sam's or whatever and get like a big soap refill. And that'll last you forever.
See, you're a professional or you're addicted to them because that's where everybody goes to get them in bulk. You're like, yes.
No, I actually hate bulk places like that typically. But I do like to get like paper towels and essentials. I just don't like to buy like 48 smoothies at a time that I know are going to go bad.
Hit us up in the DMs, Joe and Mackenzie, and you can let us know what maybe you've had a little bit too long. Who wants to win Toy Story 4?
I do. I'm dying to see this.
Okay, well then, hey, call right now, Mackenzie, 833-563-2539. But if you want to win it, though, we do have your chance, 833-563-2539, to win Toy Story 4. It actually comes out today on Blu-ray. What a glorious day it is today here on Joe and Mackenzie. Toy Story 4 comes out on Blu-ray today. How cool is that? You can actually win it right now by doing a little Toy Story game we got this morning. And today, hopefully you recognize the character voices. Because if you can get 3 out of 5 right, you're going to win that Toy Story 4 movie.
This is going to be so much fun. You can have your kiddos help you if they still happen to be with you in the car.
All right.
Your lifelines.
Let's go to Lauren this morning. Hey, what up, Lauren?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. Let's test out your knowledge of Toy Story character voices. Have you seen Toy Story before?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen all 3 of them, all 4 of them?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I've seen them.
Okay, well, I think you'll do well today. Let's get down to the business here and listen closely, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's your first character.
I wanted to thank you, Woody, for saving my flock.
So am I supposed to guess who it is? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's okay. Yes, what Toy Story character is that?
Is that the little alien thing?
It is not. We will move on to the next.
Okay,
they're cute, though.
All right, here we go.
To infinity and beyond!
Buzz Lightyear.
There you go.
Woo! Nice.
1 for 2.
Okay.
All right, you got to get 3 out of 5 right. Here's your next one.
Claw is our master. Claw chooses who will go and who will stay.
Those are the little alien things from the claw machine, right?
Yes, we would have also taken Liv, the web girl, and her friends out at the bar.
I thought you were going to say the Joe Bro concert.
yes.
All right, if you get this next one right, you just won yourself Toy Story 4.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Here you go.
Let's go home and play.
Oh, that's Sid.
Yes!
Yes!
We've got a winner today, and her name is Lauren.
Nailed it.
Do you know your stuff?
I have a six-year-old, so that's why.
What's your six-year-old's name?
Her name is Briley.
Oh, I love that. Briley. Shout out.
Yeah. I have not seen Toy Story 3 or 4 yet. So.
I know. We need a marathon. I need to watch it, too.
I loved Toy Story 1. I've seen 1, 2, and 3,
but not 4. But Lulu's seen it, my little girl, and she loved it. She cried, though. She said it's sad.
I think I saw Toy Story 2, because that's the one that's got Big Al's Toy Barn or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I've seen it or just seen it online.
Well, you need to marathon it as well this weekend.
All right. My couch better watch out.
I realize it's Tuesday, but I'm fast-forwarding us to the weekend.
Judges, boss's orders. I have to take the rest of the week off.
Yes.
All right. Hey, we all this week around this time will be doing different games to hook you up with your chance to win Toy Story 4. It just came out today on Blu-ray. I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. Man, we sound so good.
And by we, you mean you?
Yeah, yeah. We can sing Lizzo if you want instead.
Yeah, let's go, Lizzo.
Can you go to Hannah? I would appreciate it, ladies and actually gentlemen, if you could call in to Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. Because I was having a conversation with my wife, Lindsay, last night, and pretty much saying, you know, do you love me? And I'm like, well, what does that mean? She's like, well, I just don't feel like you do things like you used to do 7 years ago when we started dating that really would show me that you love me. Because I'm like, of course I love you. Like, why would I not love you? But I understand that. We got love languages, and that's not in question. My question is simply, ladies, what does a guy do or what can a guy do to you or for you to show, like, you feel like, oh, he did that or she did that, I feel love. And guys, maybe you got some suggestions, things that you do for your significant other that really work and do the trick. I got some ideas of things I can do. They're things I used to do. I just, for whatever reason, have kind of slacked off and not done them. As time goes on, you got to keep on, as people say, dating.
Yes, but you should date even when you're married, they always say.
But any help you could give, honestly, I would appreciate it. Or at least a suggestion, 833-563-2539. Or you can tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie.
See, now my boyfriend, he doesn't do the things that he used to do when we first started dating that made me feel like he loved me. Like, he would constantly send me, like, messages of, like, cute song lyrics. And, like, it was kind of corny and cheesy, but it was so cute. And I, like, literally dug it so hard because I had never had a guy send me cute things like that. Like, I want to hold your hand, and like, I like me better when I'm with you. And he would just all
Mbop.
Throughout the day.
That's so cute.
I do
but
that.
All throughout the day, he would like send me like, you know, I miss you. Like, hurry up. Like, come. Like, I want you to like be with me. And he would be so cuddly and so affectionate. So, but that fades over time, I feel like. You know, that's just like any relationship. So now I have to look out for things that he does that, like, I know he does because he loves me. Like, he is constantly buying me things to, like, protect myself. Like, he's constantly buying me, like, pepper spray and these things
Nunchucks.
For my car.
Yeah. Usual.
And, like, he does my laundry for me. And he just does things for me constantly, like, little chores and things like that. That I'm like, that's how I know he loves me, is because he wouldn't do those things for me just for anyone.
Absolutely. I feel like mutual thirst and excitement for each other is so important. I think, especially, like, early on in a relationship. And then when you're married, I think there's nothing great. Like, better than, like, someone, like you said, doing the laundry for you, or if you're living together, whatever the situation, taking out the trash, doing the things that, like, just acts of kindness and acts of love. But I think showing someone, I need love and affection. I love, like, a little sweet note or a little, like, just a little something to, like, get me through the day. I'm a very loving and affectionate person, but, like, obviously I need that back too.
I struggle with just because, I mean, I'm on my phone. I'm not gonna act like I'm not, but I'm not a big text replier. Like, I'll reply to things when I need to, and I guess I expect people to reply to me, but I'm really slow at it. Like, my wife, Lindsay, will text me, and I'm just like, oh, crap. Like, I look like that was, like, 4 hours ago. And I know, like, if I'm being honest, like, if I didn't have a text back after 4 hours, I'm like, why isn't she texting me?
Yeah.
So I totally get it. At the same time, I'm like, well, it's not that big of a deal. But I know even just something as simple as that means a lot to her in particular. And I used to get her flowers. She wants me to do that like I used to. And she's not saying I have to, but I don't know. I definitely, as a terrible husband as I sound at times, I used to be a decent boyfriend. I used to be okay.
Well, think outside the box, though. Do something. You should do something that she would never, ever expect. Lay out a dress and be like, be ready at 7. And whisk her away and take her on a surprise date. Yeah, that takes a lot of effort on your part. But do something that she's not expecting. Joe, I promise it'll be worth it that night.
This is like a Disney movie I can't live up to.
No, but seriously, you don't have to buy something new because I know you don't like to do that. So you could just go in her closet, lay something out, and just tell her, like, I cannot wait to take you out and show you off and be ready by 7. And we're going to have a great time and plan a little date. Make the extra effort.
All right. That's kind of the suggestions that Liv and Mackenzie have given. Do you have any? 833-563-2539. Would love to hear from the ladies, but also dudes. Maybe there are things that you do for your significant other that they really like. Hey, Katie, thanks for calling in. What's your suggestion?
My suggestion would be just little text messages in the morning. You know, good morning, I love you, have a nice day.
Yes.
You know, it's just a small thing. You don't even have to really spend money or go out and do stuff. It's, you know, appreciation throughout, you know, the day. Just going home and, like one of the ladies said, you know, do some laundry for her or take some stress off her shoulders with the housework.
That is so funny, Katie, that you bring that up. And I think this is so interesting because I used to do something and it was dangerous because I was driving while I was doing it. But you know how you can do a voice memo on your phone? I used to do that. Then I just would text message it to her, like, you know, 4:35 in the morning as we're heading into work. And it would be, I don't know, it's kind of pulling back the curtain on our relationship. But I would do, like, little voices.
That's sweet.
And I'm like, hi, Linda.
Yeah. And she would wake up and it would just make her day.
Yeah, you should bust that out. See, she wouldn't expect that. That's cute.
I would be so scared if I had a significant other leave me a voicemail in Elmo's voice.
No.
But it's cute.
Imagine.
The idea behind it is cute.
Hey, love, it's Jewel Dottle. Hope you have a great day. You're the best.
You should see Liv's face. It's like horrifying.
Not into it, but you know, whatever. To each your own. I leave my boyfriend voicemails of me doing like little like raps. And they're just like a couple lines.
Inside jokes.
You know, exactly. Yeah. So if that works for you,
you should save those raps for Friday Freestyle.
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
Just saying. Katie, good morning. What do you want to say, Katie?
My husband always talks about me to his friends in a good way and talks to other people about me and lifts me up. And then whenever those people are around me, they're like, oh, your husband speaks so good about you. He loves you so much.
I literally just posted a picture and I put, give her a reason to smile when she talks about you. 100%.
Like, if you're significant other, my wife, though?
If you're a significant other, give them a reason when someone asks about you to smile when they're talking about you.
With Katie, with your point, that is so funny. My wife yesterday had to go to the dentist, and shout out to Dr. Sarah Grove and everybody at Grove Family Dentistry, big fans of the show, and so far I've fixed up my messed up. Ooh, that sounds like a new drug. My messed up mouth. No, I haven't done meth in years, but but the one thing, and this is true, being therapeutic, talking about my issues right here, I'm just like my father, and that is, I found out after my dad died, I found out that all the things I wanted my dad to say to me, he never did, but he would say it to everybody else about me. Like, it's as if like my dad was my biggest cheerleader, which I never felt like when he was alive. Hmm. Now, with my wife, she goes, she's like, oh my God, all the girls at Gove Family Dentistry were just like, Joe says so much great stuff about you and this and that. Aww. She's like, why don't you say it to me? And I'm like, oh crap, I'm just like my dad. You're right. I need to work on that.
That's true. That, you know, I feel like that is striking a chord with me. I feel like a lot of people do that.
We tell everybody else, well, negative, but also good stuff. We badmouth, but we also say a lot of stuff. But you never anything, like nowadays, tell the people how good they do. Or if you see something on social media, like, that's a cool idea, a great idea. We never do that. Not that we're hating. It's just like, for whatever reason, we don't have the thought to, like, follow through. Like, maybe
I do. Like, I'll go to a place that I never complain or gripe if I have terrible customer service. But if someone goes above and beyond, I will literally call the place and I go, can I please speak to a manager? And they'll freak out like,
no,
I'm going to complain.
No.
And no, I will go like, I just want you to know, blah, 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 was amazing and outstanding at their job and this should be commended. And I'm hoping that person gets a raise or gets something special because no one takes the time to do that these days.
You're right. Let's wrap it up here. Kathy, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
That bringing flowers is really nice, a bouquet of flowers. And that lasts
for 10 minutes until she sees them, and then she walks away from them. But you bring her one flower every day for a week or whatever, she still has a bouquet of flowers at the end of the week, but she knows that you thought about her every single day. And my husband and I have been married 18 years, and he still holds my hand as we go to sleep.
Oh.
And that just means, that's just, you know, I'm the last thing he thinks of at the night, at the end of the day. And, you know, it's the simple things. When you walk away from a table, the table, just grab her hand and kiss it. Or just, it's the simplest things. It doesn't have to be that gigantic of a thing to let her know that you're thinking of her. It's the simplest things.
I love that. I love love.
I do too.
Is your guy a florist?
No.
Okay, I was like, he's got some flower
he's
connection.
He's a hardcore construction guy, but you know, he'll do it for like a week, and every day I'll find a flower, you know, in the house with a little note that says "love you" or something like that.
I love a manly man who has a soft inside, like core for his lady. That's so sweet, like a teddy bear on the inside and like a tough man on the outside.
I've got a beer gut. Does that count?
Lindsay loves everything about you.
I don't know about everything. But hey, Kathy, thank you for calling in. Very interesting ideas and suggestions. If you got any more, you can tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie. Dumb people, hell yeah, they do dumb stuff. That's why we got the dummy of the day. It's coming up in a couple of songs.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So, there's a guy named Ronald. Last name could be McDonald. I don't know, but his name's Ronald. And he used to work as a subway cleaner. And this was in New York City. Well, he got fired a few years ago. So, we're going to go back a few years for this one to make it all make sense. Apparently, though, nobody told payroll at his job that Ronald had been fired. So for the past 4 years, Ronald has kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks. That has netted him roughly $250,000.
That's amazing.
$250,000. Now, last week he went in to get his check. You know, his payday.
It reminds me of like Milton from Office Space.
Have you seen my stapler?
Yes.
Well, not only was his check there, but cops were waiting to arrest him.
Oh.
Ronald says he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claimed he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma and thought the paychecks were legit. His pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work. But he claims no one ever told him he was actually fired. And he said, you know what? It's the subway cleaner's fault, not mine. They arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check. And he's also now facing fraud charges, which props to the guy for going as long as he can. But you know you're going to jail for fraud now.
Yeah, like you know you're. But I mean, what else are you going to do? Just plead to be an idiot? This was part of the sick pay. Yeah.
Well, let's say that. Like with our job here. Let's say we didn't work in radio, but let's say that we work somewhere and the employer, for whatever reason, like we all knew, Mackenzie doesn't work there. She got fired or she quit. But you still got a paycheck. Would you say anything?
What if you got an extra zero on your paycheck this week? Would you immediately say something?
$100? What would that be like?
If you got $100.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
All right, coming up next, we have intern Chloe. Is she here today?
Yes, she's right. Guess what? P.S. We just found out she's turning 21 next week.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing a shot off. 21
yes.
shots.
No, ooh. We're not going to. We won't make you do
shots. No, actually, intern Chloe.
Legally,
went...
we cannot.
Who cares about legal? No, for real though, intern Chloe has quite the beautiful accent.
She does.
At least we think she does. We're questioning how she has a British accent after 10 years of in America.
Hey, it's legit, I promise you.
Okay.
Isn't it lovely? I can listen to her talk all day.
I just want someone to read me a Harry Potter book. We're going to have an accent off with intern Chloe and, well, the voice of a generation, Pork Chop.
Producer Pork Chop. We were having fun with Chloe just off the cuff, and so we thought we should totally do this. We're going to have her say some American. When she tries to imitate Americans, it's the best.
This might be the best thing you've heard all day. It's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And we have an intern. Actually, really thankful. We've always wanted to have a young little intern to mold and, you know, sculpt and make into something amazing.
We've always wanted one of you, girl, and our wishes came true.
Intern Yay. Chloe.
Here she is.
Hi.
Hello, intern Chloe. How has it been so far? A little over a weekend interning here on the show.
It's been really good. I've had a lot of fun.
Can you closer to the mic?
We're going to have to work on your mic technique. Gosh.
It's been really good. I've had a lot of fun.
There we go.
There we go.
He's cracking the whip. Okay, intern Chloe, who is your fave so far?
Kenzie.
Ah, yes!
Sorry, pork chop.
I know, I'm too much of a jerk.
No, oh, you're not a jerk.
He's gonna leave
you're not
you
a jerk at all.
He's going to leave you outside again.
She's going to be the best radio personality ever after
she
this internship.
She already is. She won, what was the prestigious award that you won?
I'm a finalist for best radio college radio DJ in the country.
In the country?
In the country!
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And I'm going to go see what place I get at the end of the month.
Yes!
All right, as long as you don't come in fourth place, tell us about it.
She's going to be amazing. And she turns 21 next week, so we're going to make, obviously, that a huge deal.
I can't wait. It'll be fun to see you drink for the first time, because I know you never have before.
Definitely for the first time.
There we go.
She's so cute.
Now, if you couldn't tell, intern Chloe is cute, and she's got an amazing, what would we say, British accent?
Yes.
I would say British accent.
Yes.
And yesterday, I don't know what they were doing, but Pork Chop and Chloe started just accenting each other.
Yep.
It was really cute. I've never heard her impersonate like the way we speak.
An
American accent. It was hilarious.
So we've got a couple phrases here. I've typed up a couple phrases. I've given them to her. She hasn't seen them yet. So I want to hear her say them like in her natural dialect, and then I want to hear her try to say them in an American accent. And she also gave me some phrases like from Britain that I need to say and try to say it in her dialect. So this is going to be interesting.
Are you feeling intense pride here in this here?
Yep.
I guess since you already've got the British music playing, I'll go first, okay?
Go for it.
All right, so first, this is how I would say it, like, in an American accent. Can I say this on the air?
Yes.
Stop faffing about. So now, in your language, I would try to say it like this. Stop faffing about. Was that good or no?
It's the same language, it's just the accent.
Exactly.
What does that even mean? That sounds like something dirty to me.
Faffing, that's just, like, wasting time.
Okay.
We should say this to ourselves all day, every day.
The other word I was thinking of is also a way to waste time, and it's fun. But okay.
Now you do one.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Is she doing it British or American?
American.
Both.
Well, let's do your British. Go ahead. I got your people's music.
So I would say this as get her done. That's how he wrote it.
Hold on. That's American. That's American.
Wait. No. What accent was that?
That was my accent.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so then.
Lower the music. Say that again.
In American?
Yeah.
Get her done.
Hey! That was good.
Get her done, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know what that means?
Just, like, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Get to it. Get her done.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do another one.
Okay, the next one he has on here is Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again.
That's her American.
Well, do you want her to say that or just, like, MAGA?
America.
Well, no, Joe, that was the next one. Give it away.
Okay, give us a good America.
America.
See that bald eagle right there? Land on that Canadian goose? That's America.
All right, I've got one here. So I guess this says fancy a cuppa. So I would maybe say fancy a cuppa.
What does that mean?
Cuppa is like short for cup of tea.
Oh, a cuppa? Can I go to Starbucks in the drive-thru today and just be like, I can't, a fancy a cuppa? Grande.
I've got another one here. So it says I'm chuffed to bits. So I would say, I'm chuffed to bits.
You should see the sass producer Pork Chop is putting on this.
There's no way people in Britain talk that bad. People don't talk like that where you're from.
These are stuff my dad says all the time.
Still?
Yeah.
I'm knackered after the party.
Knackered.
Wait, he'll knock her or
no,
he's knackered?
Knackered.
Oh, so he's
Does
drunk.
That mean you're like intoxicated?
No, it just means you're tired, really tired.
Oh, I'm knackered after the party.
I thought that meant like you were drunk or something.
I'm knackered right now.
All right, you got a couple more on the list?
Yeah. I'll be all over you like white on rice. Is that what people always say?
Yeah, you've never heard of that?
You got to say it with an attitude, okay, though. Okay. You got to, like, you're mad.
I'll be all over you like white on rice.
What are you channeling when you do that? Because it's so interesting.
Know.
It's like the same thing as me. You just got to get all proper.
You have to get into
literally it. Chops and are like, she's so fun. Can we keep her? We love her so much.
She's like a little toy to you guys.
I got another one here. Grab your brolly. It's drizzling outside.
Did you say jizzling?
Drizzling.
Oh my God. Drizzling.
Oh, it sounded really weird whatever you said. I was like, there's no way British people say that.
Wow.
Grab your brolly.
You sound like your Snoop Dogg. Drizzly, grizzly.
What is happening?
You tell me.
What about grab your umbrella? What was that one?
Grab your brolly.
Your brolly? Oh, like yeah. Your bra?
Your no. Brolly, like umbrella.
Your brolly. It's so much cuter. Brolly.
All right, you got a couple more
you
there?
You can sit under my umbrolly. Brolly.
Joe, you're going to like this one. The McRib is back, baby.
Yeah!
I wrote that for you.
America, that's the best thing you've ever said, intern Chloe.
Ooh, this next one's good. Do that one.
Happy 4th of July. What time do the fireworks start?
It's just so weird.
Where does that voice come from?
I don't know.
It's so like two different people, but it's the same person.
I know. Well, we should give her a different persona, too. Like a different name for when you speak like...
American?
Without your British accent, yeah.
And the thing is, we just do it naturally, but she has to like literally channel it. It's crazy.
It feels weird.
Okay, give us one more. Give us one more that she wrote for you, Chops, so we can decipher what it means.
Let's see. I was absolutely gutted.
What does that mean?
Gutted? You're like disappointed. My dad says that after like rugby games.
I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, like after that date, Chops, you could be like, I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, no. I don't know. It's crazy how that works. What if I just came in? Didn't you hear like stories of people that they like had a brain injury and then they woke up speaking a different like accent?
Yes, that's my dream. I want to speak Australian.
What if you get something like German and you're just yelling the whole time?
Oh no!
Oh, no!
All I know in German is like "Auf Wiedersehen" from Project Runway.
My biggest fear is that Pork Chop gets like a French accent and he just starts doing like Lady Marmalade all the time.
Oui, oui. Je
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Oh, God. Please. Ooh. Please don't let that
merci
happen.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. I would say intern Chloe won that, by the
way. Yay!
What do you think? Tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie. Who do you think had the best accent?
I think she was fancy.
Ooh.
I think you're schnockered or something with your bra. I don't know.
I hope we don't need a brelly today.
Better not. Keep the brelly at home.
Get her done.
Do it for Joe and Mackenzie today on a Tuesday. If you missed anything, joeandmackenzie.com. You can connect with us too on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie.
Yeah.
What do you got going on today?
Well, I have some meetings right after the show, and then I'm really excited. You know what I'm going to do? So I discovered, I got a new planner, which is so thrilling to me. My 2020 planner. I love to be organized like that. So I realized I have 3 months exactly from today to my birthday, which is January 8th. So I'm going to just set some new goals and get organized and just like reflect and like really get motivated today.
Dang, you share a birthday with, I always mix these up.
Elvis Presley.
No, with two of my family members.
Okay, just as exciting.
I think, because one of them's on the 8th and one's on the 10th.
Very cool. But I'm excited. So I'm like, okay, I want to do like a 90-day kind of goal type of deal.
All right. We'll get to those goals.
Yes. What about you guys?
What's happening with you, Liv?
I actually have a dance lesson at the like ballroom dance lessons that I take at like 5-star dance studios. And so I'm really excited about that because I missed last week since I was on vacation. And then I'm just going to go to a cycle bar class later tonight.
What about you, Chops?
I have work at the steakhouse tonight at Sullivan's. I go in at 6, so that means I get to take a nice long nap today, and they'll probably cut me at 8. Isn't that nice? Just work like 2 hours.
Yes, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Hopefully I make a lot, too, in the 2 hours. Oh, that'd be nice.
Got to be honest with you. Not working at all after the show sounds perfect. But, hey, 2 hours ain't too shabby. let's see. I'm going to go walk the doggos, Benny and Paddington. It's garbage day, so I better take the garbage out. And then I think I'm going to try to get some disc golf in today and just work on my throwing.
You played on by yourself yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that, like, nice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes Chop sad because he's your buddy.
I was just in bed.
You'd rather play by yourself?
Well, it's different when you're by yourself than when you're with another person.
Better or worse?
I could. I couldn't play by myself.
I think, honestly, it just depends.
That's my janky app that I use to edit our videos that I post on our Instagram. So sorry.
Like, what is that? That sounded so fun.
I was like, I kind of thought it was a song we were going to play, but I guess not. Just a tease. No, it just depends. Sometimes playing with someone else is better. Sometimes playing by yourself is the way to go. It just depends.
I couldn't play by myself. That's just, I don't know.
I don't know. Teach their own. I honestly just...
It's going to be a good day for it because it's supposed to be 72 and sunny today as well as tomorrow. So take advantage. It's like perfect weather.
All right. Well, hey, we cannot do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye.
It's true. And intern Chloe, we are so happy that you're here. We love having you. And we got to celebrate. This is her last week of being 20. She turns 21 next week.
Yeah, we need to drink with you before you turn 21.
No.
Come on.
She's going to have her first sip of alcohol next week.
Be the party girl for once. Let's do this. Come on. All right. Hey, I'll get you something. All right. Listen, let's get on out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.